Today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Alisa. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss halachos of Zimun, the halachos of Rabbeisai Mevelim Benchen. So we know the basic halacha of how Zimun works. If three people eat together, before you bench, you mekayim the mitzvah of Zimun. Rabbi Yisrael Mevelim Benchen, that's based on a Zohar. Everyone says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Me'atav Ad Olam. Then the Mezame says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Me'atav Ad Olam Brishos. Nevorech She'echal Mishaloi, if there's three people, everyone says, Baruch She'echal Mishaloi V'tuvei Chayinu. And if there's a minion, it's Nevorech Eleikeinu She'echal Mishaloi. And everybody answers, Baruch Eleikeinu She'echal Mishaloi V'tuvei Chayinu. That's what it says in the Siddur, and that's Halacha L'maisa. Stating that, as we'll see in the Mishnah, there were other shitas that make it a little more complicated in terms of exactly what the nusach of Zimun is. Says the Mishnah, Ketza Mizamnim B'Shloisha Oimer Nevarech. If there's three people that are sitting together, one person's Mizamnim, that person begins the Zimun with the words, Nevarech She'ochal Nemishaloi. Again, the primary part of Zimun is Nevarech She'ochal Nemishaloi, Baruch She'ochal Nemishaloi, V'tuvei Chayinu. So the one that's being Mizamnim says, Nevarech B'Shloisha Vahu. What if there are four people? So there's three in addition to the Mezamein. Then Omer, he doesn't say Nevarech. Rather, he says Baruchu She'achal Nemishaloi. It's like the Chazan will say Baruchu Hashem HaMavarech Lo'ilam Vod. Baruchu, the Nusach is not Nevarech, but rather Baruchu. Ba'asara, what if there's 10 people? Omer Nevarech Eleikeinu. Ba'asara Vahu, if there's 10 people in addition to the Mezamein, Omer Baruchu. And he adds the word Eleikeinu. Echad Asara, says the Mishnah, the Echad Asara Riboy. And as it relates to Eleikeinu, it doesn't matter if there are 10 people, it doesn't matter if there's 10 times 10,000 people. The point is that it's the maximum is Eleikeinu. If you have 10, you say Eleikeinu, and it doesn't matter how many more people there are. Stating that, the Mishnah is about to contradict itself. B'meyo, what if there are 100 people who oimer Nevarech Hashem Eleikeinu? So you don't say Nevarech Eleikeinu, you add the word Hashem. Nevarech Hashem Eleikeinu. B'meyo who? What if there's 100 people plus the Mezamin, oimer Baruchu Hashem Eleikeinu? Be'elef, what if there's 1,000 people who oimer Nevarech Lashem Eleikeinu Eleikei Yisrael? Be'elefahu, what if there's 1,000 people in addition to him? Then he says Oimer Baruchu, same nusach, but instead of Nevarech, Baruchu. Beriboy, what if there are 10,000 people? Special nusach in the event that you just ate with 10,000 people. Oimer, you say Nevarech Lashem Eleikeinu, Eleikei Yisrael, Eleikei Tzvakos, Yoishev HaKruvim, Alam Nozein She'ochalnu. Beriboy Vahu, what if there's 10,001? Or there's 10,000 people and change, that's the point. Oimer Baruchu, Ke'inyon Shehu Nevarech, Kach Oinen. And just like we said, there's different nuschois in terms of the Nevarech part of the Zimun. The same is true, it's the equivalent thereof as it relates to the Baruch part. Meaning, if there were 10,000 people, that's the one example the Mishnah gives, everybody will say, Oyne Machrov Baruch Hashem Eleikeinu, Eleikei Yisrael, Eleikei Tzvokoit, Yoshev Akruvim, Alam Mozoim, She'ochal. Rabbi Yisak Lidoimer, basically, he says, Rafi Roif Akol, Hei Mavarch, that it's supposed to be Rafi Roif Akol, meaning the more people who are, the different the Nusach is going to be. How does he know that? Shenemar, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk says, B'makelois Baruch Eleikim Hashem, Mimekor Yisrael. B'makelois means based on how large the Kahol is, or for different Kahol, there's different nuschois. That's the way you're supposed to bless our Kodesh Baruch. I'm Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, I disagree because Mamatzin of a Beis HaKnesses. What do you find in a shul? In a Beis HaKnesses, it's always the same nusach. It doesn't matter Echa Merubim if there are a lot of people in the minyan, Vechan Muatim if there are not a lot of people. You always Oimer Baruch Hu Asa Hashem HaMavoyrach. The Chazan always says the same nusach. He says Baruch Hu Asa Hashem HaMavoyrach. So why should it be different when it comes to benching? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says Baruch Hu Asa Hashem HaMavoyrach. Rabbi Kiva's nusach was Baruch Hu Asa Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel's nusach is Baruch Hu Asa Hashem HaMavoyrach. So it's a straightforward Mishnah, albeit with a lot of information, and the Gemara is going to explain. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, La'olam ha'yotzi yodam asatzim min haklal. A person should never be moitzi himself from the klal. So a person shouldn't say, Baruch Hu, you should bless Hashem. Nevorech, we together should bless Hashem. Fate the Gemara, Kachmul, I've said that Tanan. Lechura contradicts our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Bishloisha, Vahu. If there's four people sitting at a Zimon, so the one that's Mezamin doesn't say Nevorech, rather, Oimer Barchu. He should tell the other three people, Barchu, not Nevorech. So the Gemara says, Eima Af Barchu. What the Mishnah meant to say was not that Lekatchila you should say Barchu, but rather, Barchu's also good. But to the contrary, Umikomakim Nevorech Adev. Even the Mishnah acknowledges that when there's four people, it's not Lekatchila to say Barchu, it's Lekatchila to say Nevorech. What the Mishnah is saying is that if there are three plus one, you can say Barchu. If there's only three people, you cannot say Barchu. Mikomakim, right? Nevorech Adev. The Amrav, Adav Rahav, the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Amri Bei Rav, Tonino, Shisha Nechlokim Adasor. We're going to see in the next Mishnah that if six people ate together, so the halach is they're allowed to split up. Ordinarily, if four people eat together, five people eat together, you're not allowed to walk away. Why can't you walk away? So if there's three people and you walk away, you just broke up the Zimun. Even if there's five people and you walked away, even though you didn't break up the Zimun because you left four behind, but you yourself have an obligation of Zimun, and you walked away from your personal obligation. But there are times that you're allowed to walk away. And the Mishnah gives examples. One of them is, Shisha Nechlokim, from six up until 10, you can split. What do you mean? What's going to happen to your Zimun? It means you can split with other Chevra and make your own Chabura, make your own Zimun. That's something you're allowed to do. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Nevorech Adiv. Bishlomo, if the Lekatchila way to always be Mezamin is by saying the word Nevorech, Mishom Hachi Nechlokim, I understand why six people could split. How do you split into two groups of three? Eliyam Reparchu Adiv. But if you're going to tell me, like the Mishnah says, that when there's four people, you upgrade the Nusach, so to speak. You go from a Nevorech to a Baruchu, Amai Nechlokim, then why are they allowed to split? Lechura, when you have six, the one mezamin is going to say baruchu. If you have two groups of three, the two mezamnim are going to say nevorech. I thought baruchu is better. El alav shma mina must be nevorech. Adif shma mina. So Shmuel said la'olam al yoytzi adam es atzmei min haklal. At first glance, it seemed to be contradicted from the Mishnah because the whole concept of the Chazan saying baruchu es Hashem amavorech, that seems to go against Shmuel's klal because he's being mitzi atzmei min haklal. He's saying you should bless Hashem, not me, you. So Feit the Gemara has him with the idea. The Gemara is not discussing davening, but the Gemara is discussing benchi, where the Mishnah says if there's four people, the mezamin shouldn't say nevorech, rather he should say baruchu. Says the Gemara, you have to say that baruchu is not lekatchila. Baruchu is a b'dieved, and the Gemara proves it from the next Tanya. Rami Hachi bein shama baruchu bein shama nevorech ain toif sonoy seyakach. Baruchu or nevorech both work. The hanak donin, the people that are very medayik, toifsonoi se'alkach. So the people that, they were very medactic on every little thing, they would call someone out if he said baruchu. What do you mean? The Mishnah says say baruchu. Teretz says what the Mishnah meant when it said baruchu means af baruchu. Baruchu also works. But lekatchila not. Shmuel said it, and now we have a Tanya Namihachi. We have a Braisa that seems to support it as well. Says the Gemara, umbi berchoysav shal adam, nikar im tamud chacham hu im lav. From the way a person makes a bracha, you can sometimes tell whether the person is a Talmud Chacham or not. And the Mishnah is going to describe four wrong ways of being mezamin. And if a person does and is mezamin in one of those four ways, that's a simin that he's not a Talmud Chacham. Ketzad, Rebbe Yoimi, the first one. Uvetuvoy hareze Talmud Chacham. If a person says, Nevarech shechalnu mishaloi uvetuvoy chayinu, that's a sign he's a Talmud Chacham. If he says, umituvoy, meaning instead of a vase, bituvoy, he says it with a man, mituvoy hareze por, as a leidegeyer. Why? The reason is, says Rashi, because Bituvoy sounds like Hashem bestows all his good. Mituvoy sounds like Hashem only bestows some of his good. Everything is good. And Hashem gives all his good. So if you say Mituvoy, you're a poor. Amalei Abai the Rav Dimi. So Abai told Rav Dimi, is that true? Baksiv. But there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Umir birchascha yevoyrach beis abtachol oilam. It says umir birchascha with a man. So it sounds like that it is okay to say mi birchascha. So the Gemara says no. B'sheilo shiny. That pasuk is a tefila. When it comes to davening, so there you're supposed to daven. Says Rashi. Lekatchila umir birchascha. And what's the pshat? So Rashi says, because when a person davens, we saw this in the sugyas earlier, you're supposed to come with humility. You're supposed to daven like an ani. An ani doesn't walk in and ask for everything. An ani comes with a sense of humility because he's just humble because of his state that he's in. So when a person davens to Hashem, he shouldn't ask for everything. He should daven umi birchascha. That's when it comes to she'ela. But when it comes to shvach v'hidah, when it comes to praising Hashem, you don't say mi tuvai, but you say bituvai. But the Gemara says b'she'ela nami. When it comes to tefillah, you also find this idea that you should ask for a lot. In fact, it's a pasuk harchev picha v'amaleo. You should ask for everything. So the Gemara says who be the that's when it comes to dvarim shal ruchnius. So there, yeah. You're supposed to have to chayin l'adam da, slach lanu. Those are things you ask for everything. But when it comes to dvarim gashmiim, then it's just the opposite. Then it's umi birchascha yivarech tanya. Rabbi said, bituvei chayin, raise the tamachah. Somebody said bituvei chayin, it's good. Chayin, what if a person says, nevarech shachalnu mishaloi uvetuvei chayin. I raise that board. He's also a lady gayer. Why? Because it sounds like he's not thanking Hashem for his life. He's just thanking Hashem for bestowing life in general, chayim, in a more abstract sense, as opposed to chayinu, our life. Now, Beloy Masni, Nar Beloy said that chayim is the right way, and chayinu is the wrong way. But Nar Beloy is wrong. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Another example: Nevarach Shechal Mishalei raises a Talmud Chacham. If somebody says Nevarach Shechal Mishalei, again he's a Talmud Chacham. Lemisha Chal Mishalei. So what if you're benching and you say Nevarach Lemisha Chal Mishalei? I raise a bor. Why is that a bor? Because it sounds like maybe you're benching the balabayas. Lemisha chalnu mishalai. You're thanking the host, the chef. You have to make it clear that you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you would say Lemisha chalnu mishalai, it's a problem. She'a chalnu mishalai, that's not an issue. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Rav Ashi. V'amrina, we find in other tefillah such a nusach. For example, Lemisha asal aviseinu v'lanu as kol anisim ma'elu. So you say the word Lemisha asal aviseinu. What's the difference between Lemisha chalnu mishalai and Lemisha asal aviseinu? Amalei, so you told, Nahasim u'chamilsa, man of anisim kutchabrichu. Over there, who else is it? When you sit and you say Lemisha asal anisim aviseinu v'lanu as kol anisim, you don't mean the host. Who do you mean? So obviously you mean the Eibishter. But over here, it's a little confusing. Because are you being very nice and before you bench, you're thanking the host? Or do you mean the Eibishter? You have to make it clear what you mean. That's why if you say Lemisha Chal Mishaloi, it's going to be a little misleading. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Shechal Mishaloi Hareza Talmud Chacham Al Hamazayin Shechalnu Hareza Bor. If you would say the word Al Hamazayin, then you're a bor. Why? Because then it sounds like maybe you're benching the Mazayin. The food itself, not the balabayas, but the food. I'm Rafun Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Yomar El Begimel, the Lech Hashem Hashem. This is only true if there's three people there, so you're not anyways mentioning Hashem's name. Abu Basaro. But let's say there's a minion, so you're saying anyways, Baruch Elikenu, She'ochalnu Mishaloi. So then already you can say, Baruch Elikenu, Allah Mazin She'ochalnu, because once you mention Hashem's name, it's clear that who you're being Mavarech. Hashem, you're not being Mavarech, the Mazin. Says the Gemara, why? Because and the truth is, says Gemara, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. You see, in the Mishnah said that according to the Shita, that you're supposed to change the Nusach of your Zimun based on how many people are there. So, just like the Mezamin changes the Nusach, the ones that respond to the Mezamin also change the Nusach. And the Mishnah gave one example of it. If there's 10,000 people, it's a special nusach. The Hey Noi Nemachra, what did they say? Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Elikei Atzvaka, Yisroishiv Akruvim, Alamazin Shalchalnu. Alamazin Shalchalnu. I just thought this is one of the mistaken ways of being Mezamin. Oh, so you see that it's only a problem if there's three, because you're not mentioning Hashem's name. But once you mention Hashem's name, there's no confusion anymore. In that event, it's not going to be an issue. Regardless, what the Gemara just did was, it gave four examples of the wrong way to do Zimun. So if you say, not Uvetuvei Chayinu, but rather Umituvei Chayinu, that's good, because it sounds like you're praising Hashem for giving some good, as if Hashem is not Kulay Toiv, that's a problem. If you'd say Uvetuvei Chayin, as opposed to Uvetuvei Chayinu, that's also not good, because it sounds like you're just blessing Hashem for Chayim in the abstract sense, as opposed to Chayinu, our life. If you would say Lemisha Chalnu Mishaloi, that would be an issue, because maybe you mean the Balabayas. And if you'd say Alamazin Shechalnu Mishaloi, it sounds like maybe you're benching the Mazin. That the Gemara qualified, and the Gemara said that that's only true, in the event that you didn't anyway mention Hashem's name. But if you didn't mention Hashem's name, then there's no such svara, says the Gemara. Echad asara, vechad asara riboy. So the Mishnah said that as it relates to Zimun, so if there's three people, Baruch Shalchalnu Mishaloi. If there's 10 people, it's Baruch Elikenu Shalchalnu Mishaloi. And then the Mishnah said, it doesn't matter how many people are there. It doesn't matter if there's 10 people there or if there's 100,000 people there. 10 times 10,000. Either way, the halacha is going to be the same. And then, the next sentence,
Toich kidei dibor, literally. B'meya hu oimer, this nosach. B'elef, it's that nosach. 10,000, it's that nosach. Fei digmar, gufa kasha. Amr techad asar, vechad asar, riboy. Amr kiyad adi, ninu, it sounds like. Once you have 10, it's all the same. Adi k'tani b'meya oimer, b'elef oimer, b'riboy oimer. Amr Rabbi Yosi said, like kasha, ha Rabbi Yosi aglili, ha Rabbi Akiva. One part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the other part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And in fact, it's before Shana Mishnah. Because at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, if you roiva call, hey mevarchim, shenemar, and he learned it from the Pasuk, b'makelois, barchu elekim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, mefurish, b'makelois, barchu elekim. So as a result, basic on how many people there are, that's going to determine the nosach of the benching. Now these two dots are a mistake. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argued, and he said, "Mamotzino bebeisa knesses v'chulu." Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, "Hi, crud, Rabbi Yisai Glili, my yavali." What's Rabbi Akiva who argued with Rabbi Yisai Glili at the end of the Mishnah? Right, with Rabbi Akiva argued with Rabbi Yisai Glili at the end of the Mishnah. Again, those two dots throw us off because Rabbi Yisai Glili said at the end of the Mishnah, "Lefiroi v'akol hey mevarchim." Then Rabbi Akiva said, "In shul you don't do that. In shul it's Baruchos Hashem amavarech. It doesn't matter if this 10 people there, if there's 100,000 people there. It's always going to be the same." Says the Gemara, I hear. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Yosi Aglili's pasuk of b'makelos baruch hu elokim? So the Gemara says, how do you know that even the Ubers said Shira alayam by Kriyas Yasef Shenebe b'makelos baruch hu elokim Hashem mi mekar Yisrael? The mekar in this pasuk means the rechem of the mother. So you see, the makelos, it was Baruch Hu Elokim, even in the Makar. V'idoch, says the Gemara, mi Makar Nafko. Rabbi Yosi Aglili also darshins there. Meaning, he acknowledges that pasuk is coming to teach me that Dvar Agada as well, but it's from the word Makar. At the end of the day, but Makeloi still teaches me that kafi the kahal, depending on how many people are in the kahal, you're always going to have Omar Rava, Halacha, Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, but rather the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't have one nosach for 10, one nosach for 100, one for 1,000, one for 10,000. Rather, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that once you have 10 people, the nosach is always going to be elikein. What's the obvious question? The halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. Here it's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Who else would the halacha be like? There's a shiloh where the halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei rov. That's a big tumult. We have raid bites on that. But halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi, of course. So why did Rav have to say halacha Rabbi Akiva? Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi ichlul be'reish kluzer. Come Rav Chama, come ahadar be'meyo. So this is gishmak. Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi, they were once by the reish kluzer. Came time to bench. So Rav Chama was looking, you're looking for a third person for the Zimun, you want a Tzenta for a minion? He wanted 100 people. He was looking for a 100th guy. Why? Because he wanted to make the nice bracha. Well, the Ravina, Ravina told Leitzrichas, Hachi Amar Rava, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. It sounds like he wanted to, he could. But he said, Leitzrichas, Amar Rava, Ki Achlin, Rifte Bei Reish Kalusa. When we used to eat by the Reish Kalusa, Mivarchin on Gimel Gimel. We used to, it was a big party, but we would break off to the side and we would bench. We made our own little chabura for benching. How many people were in that little group? Three. Why not make 10? There were so many people. Apparently there were enough for each chabura to have 10. And by having 10, what would you gain? You'd be able to say Elikeinu. So he told him, no, because Shama Reish Kalusa ve'ikbe. We're afraid the Reish Kalusa might hear that we're doing our own thing, and he's going to get it. It's a bigger chevra, Elikeinu, ve'nefku be'brachas Reish Kalusa. Then the Gemara says, why did they even do this? Why couldn't they just be yoitza with the Reish Kalusa? I do davshi kulam alei shami, because there were so many people there, they were afraid not everybody would hear benching. Remember, in the olden days, the mezamin benched. So you had to hear the benching. So you're not going to hear the benching. It was too big of a crowd. So they used to break off on the side. They broke up into threes, even though ideally 10 would have been better. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba Toysva, Hani Gimel, the Karchi Rift about the Adadi. If three people break bread together, and then one person went and he benched on his own. The Loch is Inu Nafkin Bezimun Dide. Iu Loy Nafik Bezimun Dide. So three people ate, one person benched. The other two people could say Rabbi Samivan bench and he can answer. They'll be Yoitzi Zimun, even though this person benched already. He won't be Yoitzi Zimun, why not? So if three people eat, one person benches, this is a chiddush, even though he benches, he still counts for the Zimun. But for their Zimun, because you have to be Mezamin first and bench second. They didn't bench yet, they could do Zimun. They can count him despite the fact that he already benched, because he had eaten with them. Doesn't matter that he benched. But since he benched already, for him it's not going to work. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, Rabbi Shmuel said, so we had a machloikis in the Mishnah regarding the nusach of Baruch Hu. So you say Baruch Hu, so we say Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevoyrach, and the Olam answers, Baruch Hashem HaMevoyrach La'olam Avad. In the Mishnah, it was a machloikis. Rabbi Akiva said, that what does the Chazan say? Baruch Hu as Hashem.
Rabbi Shmuel loymer, Borcho es Hashem ha-mevoyrach. So says the Gemara, Rappen bar Papa, ikvul be-knishto, da be-gibar. Rappen bar Papa was once in the Beis HaKnesses of Abi Gibar. Kom kor b'sifro, he got up to the Sefer Torah, va-omer, and he said, Borcho es Hashem, v'ishtek, v'lo-yomer ha-mevoyrach. So he got up for his aliyah, this is Rappen bar Papa of Hadron fame, and he gets up, and this is what he says. He just says, Borcho es Hashem, and he didn't say ha-mevoyrach. So the Gemara says, Afshi Kuli Amri started screaming. They said, Borcho es Hashem ha-mevoyrach. Why do you say that? Omar Rava. So Rava turned to Raphim Bar Papa and he told him, Pasya Uchma. So literally, it means a black vessel. Actually says, Pasya is a kli cheres. Uchma is black. Bahadi, but he meant it in a complimentary way. Bahadi plukt olamalach. He says, what are you getting involved in machlaikis? He says, machlaikis of Shabi Akiva. So just say, Baruch Hashem Amavoyer. And he said, Va'oid, Hanag Amak Rabbi Shmuel. The halacha, or at least the oilam fearsach like Rabbi Shmuel, anyways. See, even though Rabbi Akiva is right, but the halacha, or the oilam fearsach like Rabbi Shmuel. So he said, that's why you should have gone like Rabbi Shmuel. I saw Rabbi David Yoel Weiss says that maybe this is the reason the Gemara in the previous sugya said halacha Rabbi Akiva. Because we have two machlokes in the Mishnah. You have a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. And then you have a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. The halacha is always Rabbi Akiva Mechaveira, unless we're told otherwise. As it relates to the second machlokes in the Mishnah, no galmak Rabbi Yishmael. So we wanted to clarify that even though the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva regarding the second halacha, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva regarding the first halacha. Three people need to get in. You're not allowed to break up. Why not? Because if you break up, you're going to lose the zima. The chen arba, the same is true. Four people eat together. Chamisha, five people eat together. Shisha, nechlokim. Why? They could break into two groups of three. Meaning, if you have six, one person can't just go off on his own. Because even though, like we spoke at earlier, he's not breaking the zimun, but he has his own chi of zimun. Shisha nechlokim means they can divide into two groups of three. Ad asar, that's true up to 10. Vasar, once you have 10, again, ain't nechlokim. Because you're breaking the elikenu. Just like you can't break the zimun, you also can't break the elikenu. That's a much bigger chiddush. You can't break the zimun, you be mevatel mitzvah zimun. You can't break the elikenu. That's what the Mishnah says. Anshi u'esrim, unless you have 20. If you have 20, then you can break. How? If you break into two groups of 10. What if you had two groups of people eating together in the same house? Could they be mitzaref to a zimun? If they see each other, they're mitzaref. They don't see each other, they each have to do their own thing. Rabbi Eliezer says, parenthetically, incidentally, it's not 100% clear why this line is here in the end of Perek Shloisha Sha'achlu and not in the previous Perek, in Perek Ketz HaMavarchim. But regardless, we have a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding the definition of wine. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to dilute the wine. If you don't dilute wine, so again, not diluted like port. Today, open a bottle of wine and put a little water in. The olden days, the wine was much, much stronger. And as a result, they would dilute it. And the Gemara talks about different proportions that they had. It comes up in many sugyas hashas. So over here, as it relates to the most basic definition, what's wine? Rabbi Eliezer says, if there's no mayim, it's not wine. So l'mashal, the Gemara is going to say nafkaminas. Most basic nafkamin, don't make a bayir priya gafen. What bracha do you make? So either bayir priya eitz, or maybe make a shakal niyavidvare, like other meperes. But Rabbi Eliezer says that you wouldn't be treated as wine. The chachamim say that even undiluted wine is also considered wine. Says the Gemara. The first halach of the Mishnah was, Shloisha sha'achlu ka'achas, einon rasha'in l'cholim. Faitim or Maikam Ashmalon. Tonino, isn't that obvious? We learned that the Chod HaZimno, Gimma sha'achlu ka'achas, chayavon l'zame. If they have an obligation to do Zimun, obviously they can't break up the Zimun, right? You chayiv to put on tefillin, which means you can't not put on tefillin. Isn't it six of one, half a dozen of another? Isn't it essentially the same thing? Pun intended. So the Gemara says, "Hakam Ashvelon ki hada Amar Rav Abba Amar Shmuel Gimel Sheyosh Velechel Kachas." Come and teach me a different halacha. What's the halacha of three people eat together? Vadayin lo yachlu, or three people sat down to eat together. So they sit down to eat together, and they didn't eat yet. At that point, you can't get up. Even though you didn't eat yet. Meaning once you eat, then there's a chiyuv zimun avada. That's the first mission in the parak. The chiddush is that once three people sit down to eat together, even though they didn't eat yet, it's already chal a chiyuv zimun, so to speak. And at that point, the same thing in a different nusach. Amar Rav Abba Mashmul Hachitani, Gimel Sheyashvu Lechol Ka'achas, Afa Pisha Kol Echad Ve'echad Oichol Mikikare. Three people sat down to eat together, even though each person is going to eat his own sandwich. Then I'll inami a different terrace. Again, what's
what's the chiddush of shloish shachol kachas ainam rishon lechalik? Kader Ravuna, Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, "Gibesh abal migibul chaburois ainam rishon lechalik." You had three people that came from different chaburois. So there were a few chaburois of people that ate, and then a few people they left the chabura. Whatever happened, they left. Now they joined together. So you have three people from three different chaburois, and they're sitting down. Is there a chi of zimun? So the halach is there's a chi of zimun, and not just that, ainam rishon lechalik. Being that they each came from a chabura that had a chiyuv zimun, even though these three guys didn't eat together, they're not sitting down to eat, they ate already, they're full. But it doesn't matter. If they came from a chabura, it was chal, some sort of chiyuv zimun. Now that they're together, there were three. You can't do zimun if you don't have three people. So if you have three people that have a chiyuv zimun, albeit from a different chabura, it doesn't matter. Ein rashon lechalek. Rav Chizda said, you have to read the fine print. Rav Chizda said, this is only true if the three chaburas each had three people, meaning each person came from a chabura with a chiyuv zimun. Amar Rava, Rava said, this is also only true if they didn't partake in a zimun. What do you mean? They didn't bench yet. If they benched already, why are we even having this conversation? Or whether they're chayv in zimun. No, what it means is they weren't part of the zimun to allow the others to be mezamin. You don't need all three people to bench in order to have a proper zimun. Right? If one of the people walks away, even if he can hear you, he can see you, we saw earlier in the parak, that even that would be enough to be mitzaref lezimun. So if a person came from a chabura of three, and they weren't mezamin yet, or they didn't use him to be part of the zimun, then the halacha is, if that person is together with another such person, they all have an obligation to be mezamen. But if they already were one of the three people of the zimun from the chabur that they came from, if they answered, l'mashal, baruch shachal v'mishaloy v'tuvachiyinu, even they didn't bench yet. But once they answered, they were part of the zimun, paruch zimun minayo. So at this point, they don't have a chiyuv zimun anymore, and they're done. Amar Rava, Rava said, mina minala. So Rava felt he was saying a very big chiddush, such a big chiddush that he needed a mashal to explain his halacha. And his raya to his halacha is from the 18th perek of Masechtas Kalin. Talk about mimerchak tavi lachmai. So he had a bed. The bed was tamei, and now half of it was stolen. Nignava chetzia of the chetzia, half of it was lost. Oishal chalku achin, or two brothers. This was the Yerusha, the bed. So they cut it in half. Oishutfin, or there were two partners that they did some sort of yachloiku. The loch is tar, it becomes tar. Why? Because it was tamei. Now it's not in its original state. Hichziru, if they put it back together, mekabel es tumah mikanu lahaba. It's mekabel tumah moving forward. Meaning the tumah went away because it was cut. Now that it was put back together, it could be mekabel tumah again. But the original tumah doesn't go back. Says the Gemara, "Mikano lebo in my frey aloy." Alma said, "Rava, you see from here, kiven de polgua paruch la tumah mina." That once you cut it in half, it lost the tumah. Hachanami, a whole super duper lumdus. Kiven de azmin alayo, being that they already were mezamin. Parach zimun minayo. What's this marshal? Just like the tumah went away, so the chi of zimun went away. So even though he came back together, it's like putting the bed back together. So mikanu lahaba, yeah. But so if they eat again, there'll be a chi of zimun. But as relates to the original chi of zimun, it was parach minayo. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi really gets into the weeds of being masber the marshal and the nimshal. Ayin sham beis chaburos. So the mission said if you have two chaburos that eat together, if they could see or they eat in the same house, if they could see each other, then it's tarif lezimun. Tanim yesham shamish. They name shamish mitzarif. You have the same waiter, so the waiter could be mitzarif them. Evarchan ala yayin. So then the last line of the mission had nothing to do with zimun, but rather laws related to yayin, which is going to take us now until the end of the parak, certainly the end of the daf. So we have a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Wine that's undiluted. In the olden days, they would dilute the wine. You couldn't drink the wine if it wasn't diluted. So they would dilute it. So the question is it yayin or is it not yayin? In the Mishnah, it's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Ein mevarchen ala yayin. You don't make a bayir priyagothin at sheitin l'soichay mayin." Divri Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim said mevarchen. I mean, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not wine until you dilute it. According to the Chachamim, it's tanu rabban and yayin. Actually, not l'soichay mayin. Ein mevarchen ala bayir priyagothin. What bracha do you make? Ala bayir priyohets. V'noitla mimenu liyadayin. Not just that, you can use the wine to go negel vaser. So you can't do an atilas yadayim with wine, but this is not wine because it's undiluted. Once you put water in it, then mevarchen all of bayir priyag gafen. Vein noit mimenu l'daim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Chacham. The Chacham say benkach ubenkach mevarchen all of bayir priyag gafen. It's always considered wine, so you always make a bayir priyag gafen. Vein noit mimenu l'daim. You can never use it in a tefillah sedaim. Says Mukmad also hadam reshmuel. Ois adam kol tzarcha bepas. You're allowed to do whatever you want with bread. You can eat bread, or you can find some other usage for your bread. Who's that? Command Rabbi Elazar. Me. You're allowed to just do something with bread. What happened to bizu yoichlin? You can't just be mavaz of food. So Gemara is going to get that into that in a second. But for now, you see this from Rabbi Eliezer. Which line of Rabbi Eliezer? Because the fact Rabbi Eliezer lets you take the undiluted wine and use it for netilas yadayim. What do you mean? I thought it's, even if it's not wine in the sense that you make a bayir pri agafen, but you have to make a bayir pri eitz, you see it's still viewed as food, it's viewed as a peri, you make a ha'eitz. So why are you allowed to use it for netilas yadayim? Must be, you can do whatever you want with food. It's just, once it's wine, it's not kosher for netilas yadayim. But the mere fact that it's food and you're using it for something other than eating, that's not a problem. Even though the Chachamim said that wine that's undiluted is considered wine, but they agree that for a koshal bracha, that you shouldn't use it until there's water. My time, I'm Rav Oishia, be in a mitzvah min amufcher, because it has to have a, because if kosher brach is a mitzvah min amufcher, it's wine, but it's not good wine. Rabbanan says the Gemara, the Maichazi, undiluted wine. If you're considering it wine, it means somebody must drink it. What is it ever used for? Amrav Zeira Chazi lekuraiti. One of the ingredients in the recipe for kuraiti, whatever that is, that they used wine, they used undiluted wine, so it has a chashivas at least in one area of the kitchen, and that's enough for it to be considered wine. Tanu Rabbanan, Talav Rav Nemar Pas. Four things were said regarding bread. Im anichem basa chayal pas. You're not allowed to put raw meat on top of bread, because it's going to make the bread disgusting. You won't want to eat it afterwards. The imavirin kois mali ala pas. You can't take a kois mali, like a kiddush cup, filled up to the top, and just move it on top of the bread, because it might spill on the bread, and it's going to ruin the bread. The imzarkin as a pas, you can't throw bread. The imsoimchin as a ka'arab a pas. You can't use a bread to support your plate. Amemer mazuch ravashi karcha rift about the adadi. They once broke bread together. I said the kamayu. So again, amemer mazuchra and ravashi. They brought to them tamri virimoini. They brought dates and pomegranates. Shokol marzutro pasuk lekami de Rav Ashi distino. Now there's a question: what the right gears in the Gemara is? Rashi says that marzutro went and he threw a piece of meat to Rav Ashi. Marshal says then the whole setup of the story doesn't make sense. They sat down to eat a meat. They brought them tomorrow and remind him, and marzutro threw meat. He says, no, he didn't throw meat. He threw the tamarim and the reminder. So there seems to be maybe a graiz in the girsa of Rashi. But whatever exactly it was Marzutra threw, so he threw food. Let's assume it was either the dates or the pomegranates to Rav Ashi. Amalei. So Rav Ashi told Marzutra, you just threw food? So he told him, he passed. No, that's only as it relates to bread. Vatanya, he said, it's not true. You're not allowed to throw any food. Amalei, he told him, I have a different price. Vatanya, so what do you have to say? There seems to be a contradiction between the two prices. Like, gosh, something that's going to get disgusting if you throw it, like bread, that you don't throw. But something that won't get disgusting, like a pomegranate, right? You throw a mevar peiris, so that's something that apparently you're allowed to do. So they would take a tzinar, something that's like a pipe, and they would pour water through it in front of the chasin and the kala. It was considered like a simin bracha. Hashtag ofruch. So they would throw kloyes and agoizim on the chasin and the kala. They only did this in the summer season, not during the winter. Rashi says because during the winter they were disgusting because they were outside and there was mud on it. So as well, they didn't do it in the winter. You never throw rolls or bagels. One last Gemara. If somebody eats by mistake without making a bracha, so what should he do? The food's in his mouth. So we're talking about bizu yoichlin. This is the segue. So you have food in your mouth, so you spit it out. So Rav Yehuda, that Meir said, just move it to one side of your mouth and make the bracha that you have to make. Tanya says the Gemara, even though Rav Yehuda and that Meir said this, we have three braises on this topic. Number one, Tanya Chada Boilu. One braise said you should swallow the food, just swallow the food. But Tanya Yudach, another braise said, Paltan, spit it out. But Tanya Yudach, and a third braise said, well, Rav Yehuda said, Mesalkin, push it to the side. The Gemara says, like, Kash, Hada Tanya Boilu, and the one that says, swallow Bamashkin. it's going to be hard to push it to the side and make a bracha, and you don't want to spit it out. So what you should do is you swallow it, is what it is. By the time you pull from the one that said spit it out, be the way mom. It's something that's not disgusting if you spit it out. By the time you misalkin, which is what Rabbi Yehuda was referring to, is if you're going to spit it out, it's going to be not nice. So b'midi b'mamis. Says the Gemara, b'midi d'loy mamis nami d'salkinu l'tzadecha b'levar. Once you're telling me that if it's a midi d'mamis, if it's something disgusting, if you spit out, you don't have to spit it out. Just misalkon letzadecha, move it to one side of your mouth and make the bracha. So why can't you do that even if it's something that won't be disgusting if you... I mean, it sounds like, why are you spitting out the food? Even if it's loy memes, if you can make the bracha with the food in your mouth, make the bracha. Zok de Gemara, Tirgama Rav Yitzchak, Kiskesa, Kamei de Rav Yoisi, Bar Abin, Mishmei de Rav Yoichan, Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Yimolei pi tehilo secha, that ideally your mouth should be filled with the bracha. There should be nothing else in your mouth when you make a bracha. So, Katrili, you're not allowed to make a bracha if you have something in your mouth. That's halacha l'maisa. It's learned out from this Gemara, this Pasuk, Yimolei pi tehilo secha, Bidiyeved, you ate something that if you spit it out, it's going to be disgusting. You didn't swallow it yet. You have to make a bracha before you eat. That's what you should do. If somebody eats or drinks and he forgot to make a bracha, so should he make a bracha? Should he just continue eating? Just finish the meal already? So you take a bite into your sandwich and you forgot to make a moitzi. Should you continue eating or no? You should make, before you take your next bite, you should make a hamotzi. Amalusi, he told him, Rav Chizda, Misha achal shum. Somebody eats garlic, v'reichoy noidiv, and he has bad breath. Yaksav yoichol shum achar, k'dei she'e reichoy noidiv. So, oh, you have bad breath anyway, so you should, might as well just eat more garlic, you should have even worse breath. No, you should look for mouthwash. That's the point. The point is that you ate without a bracha, so now you should continue eating without a bracha. Avada, you, before you take the next bite, you make a bracha. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, if this is the case, afilu gomar sudasa yaksav yivar. Even if you finish the meal, there should be the halacha, the tanya, and how do you know you could make a bracha after you finish something? It's a brisa. The brisa says, Tava va'ala, if someone went to the mikvah, when he comes up from the mikvah, so you see, he can make a bracha on tefillah after the tefillah, so too you should be able to make a birchas hanen, and make a moisi lachem in aretz. After you finish eating. So you make a bracha achrayna usually after you finish eating. You should be able to make a bracha rishayna as well, but the word says v'loyi. Why? Why is it different? So Pashi would say, I don't know, maybe that's birchas hamitzvahs. And this is Berchas Hanen, but the Gemara says something else. The reason it's different is, when a person goes to the mikvah, he can't make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah. You could have, you botched up. Oh, you made a mistake, so you're out of business. Now, what does this mean that someone who goes to the mikvah can't make a bracha before you go to the mikvah? Who can't make a bracha before they go to the mikvah? Mm-hmm. So Rashi says, Roiv people that used to go to the mikvah were Bali Kari. Right, people that go to the mikvah, Bali Kari. A Bali Kari has to go to the mikvah, it's Tfilah's answer. And he can't make a bracha. It's a Mishnah. Bracha is nafkha from the base. He can be Mahara certain things, but he can't make a bracha. So Roiv people, that's what it means. It means a Bali Kari. Bali Kari goes to the mikvah, he can't make a bracha. Either Brichas HaMitzvahs on the Tfilah. When he comes out, that's where it's the second daf. That's where it's the game, right? Tosfos says, no, I think Pshat's different. I think the Pshat is that it's not referring to Bali Keri, but rather it's referring to Tfilas Gerim, a Ger, who's Megayer, who goes to the mikvah for his Geris. He is not allowed to make a bracha before he's Toivo. Why not? Because he's not a Yid. Only a Yid makes a bracha. He has to do it afterwards. And then Tosfos says that it's because of the Ger, who can't make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah. It's for that reason the minig is that everyone that goes to the mikvah makes the bracha after. And he says also for that reason that the minhag is that you make an al netilas yadayim when you wash your hands, not before you wash your hands, after you wash your hands. You ever wonder, why do you make an al netilas yadayim after you wash your hands? You should make it before you wash your hands. You always make a bracha over lasiyasan. You don't make lahadik ner shel Chanukah after you light the menorah. You do it before you light the menorah. You don't put on tefillin and then make a bracha. You make a bracha, then you put on tefillin. Every bracha you make over lasiyasan. Yet netilas yadayim, you wash your hands. What's Pashup Shat? It's a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos right here on the top of the Omen. Tosfos says that all Tfilos, because of the Ger, all Tfilos were instituted that way, that you do first the Tfilah, and afterwards you make the Bracha.